Welcome to 2 Max Step. I'm your co-host Favour.
And I'm your co-host Abel.
And today we're actually going to be doing a bit of, let's say, match reviews as well as some insights into the transfer market so far.
So where do you want to start, man? My group leader.
Well, the group leader's crazy, but you know what, yeah? Let me start with my team. Even though I know there's Saturday matches, we'll get to that later on.
Gosh.
But we're going to start with my team.
You're telling me out of the whole match week two, from the games that from Saturday to Sunday, you're telling me you're starting with the ones that ended the game week. You know, it's your thing.
100.
Go off, man.
Yeah, 100. And obviously, guys, there's a reason why we don't do game week one in it, because my team didn't really play well. So we already know what it is.
So you know the agenda here. If favorite team doesn't do well, don't expect an episode on that week.
No. Don't worry. That was just a one-off. Anyway, let's start with the game of the weekend. The game of game week two.
Brighton United.
Anyway, Wolves versus Chelsea. We're going a bit off the thing here. Normally, we'll do Saturday, then Sunday. But like,
I don't know why
Wolves versus Chelsea. We're breaking the rule today. There's no rules today. Wolves versus Chelsea. 6-2. Nonny called it. Yeah. And he came on, scored a hat trick, did his thing, didn't he? What can you say?
I love how you starting off this one, because this is the only game that you watched.
Okay,
and it had to be your team. I just want to put it out there in 4K. Yeah.
You see, now, this agenda.
Continue analyzing your team, because you're saying, you go first. Go on.
This agenda you're running says zeros, yeah?
It's
going to stop in Prem. Anyway, what can we say? We can say it.
You need to see the scoreline.
hey, we can say Enzo's ball is starting to be seen. That's all I'm going to say. It's starting to be seen slowly. Maresca. No, not the captain.
Your captain. Come on.
Okay, let's not push it. But what can we say? Watching that match, yeah, it was a bit mad. I think the defense still needs sorting. All jokes aside, I think it obviously is going to be one of them seasons where we have to outscore the opposition, which it's going to be a bit mad. It's going to be pressure on the strikers, but I feel like the defense right now is open. Who knows? Maybe it's transfer market, something happens. I don't know. But right now,
especially with Chelsea, you never know.
Exactly. We can drop 100 mil on the players and you actually don't know. Right now, I feel like the attack kind of makes sense in a way. I wouldn't be upset if we don't sign a striker. Maybe beforehand, I probably would, but I feel like the striking market is so immediate right now that what we have right now, charge it. Nonny, come on, hat trick. Scored more hat tricks than certain man, what can I say? But fair enough. After his statement beforehand, he backed it. Because if he had dropped a stinker, long days.
He called the whole town media in the AMs and dropped a hat trick on the head the same day. Fez.
Built in Fez. Like, he did it.
He was getting booed the entire game. So even if he scored one, it would have been a W.
Brother,
if he scored one, that would have been fine.
They were waiting for him to drop a stinker.
And then he scored another one. And when he scored two, you're like, all right, cool. You've scored two. We've lost. All right, calm. We'll charge it. Then bro went and scored a third for the high.
Bro, I know the Wolves admin were waiting for him to drop a stinker. They were waiting.
I'm sure they had drafts ready for when they wanted to be posted.
They were.
Them drafts ain't never leaving that folder.
Well, 100%. Admin in tears. And then what can we say? The boy called Palmer. People thought it was a one season wonder. Streets won't forget. Anyway, what can I say in it?
3 assists. And a goal. Nah, Perez. Do you know what can be cracking up the most?
What?
Jackson.
Bro,
So Jackson scored the first goal in like 90 seconds or whatever it is. As soon as that game finished, bro didn't say he's going to do interviews, pictures, posts on the gram. He went onto the gram. Went on stories and added John Ovi Mikel. And you know what? I rate it so highly.
Really?
Bring this back in football. I'm tired of everyone being media trained. Everyone's doing, gutted about the result we lost. Or happy to win the game plus 3 points on to next week. Bun that, man. You all sound like robots. I want to hear your true thoughts. Bro went on Instagram and at the brother who was adding him.
Saying, he said it was what?
Chelsea. Chelsea need a striker. So John Obi Mikel, if people don't know, John Obi Mikel, ex-Chelsea player, was court saying that Chelsea should sign a striker because they can't go into season with Nicholas Jackson up front. Jackson said, burn that, scored a goal, went on the ground and said, shut up, you don't know anything. And then Mikel replied back saying, you know what, if he scores every week, then I'll keep him up quiet. Bro, keep your mouth. If you have nothing to say, keep your mouth. You better keep your mouth quiet.
Keep quiet.
You better keep your mouth quiet. He shut him up real quick.
First, like you said, that's the type of mentality. I feel like it's always robotic sometimes, and that's why when guys like Nonny step out of place, people are like, wow, wow, wow.
It's just because people's characters, because they think about as a, you know, UK Gen Z-er, and without going into much detail, people could put the two and two together of what people see specific type of players. Nah, man. Say what you mean with your whole chest. And don't delete it. Nonny, I don't know why I deleted the post. You should have kept it there. Honestly, you should have kept it there.
Hey, didn't you see his post match as well? Mom was still laughing while saying it.
No, he tried to apologize and was laughing. I said, bro, you don't. What team is it called in a club? I know the media team were asking you to do an apology. You don't have to do an apology if you don't want to.
Bro, he did not mean that.
Not one bit. Because even if you finished that without laughing, I wouldn't accept it.
Oh, he did. 100%. Bro, I swear the MP had to make a statement as well at one point. Saying that the city is great. Yeah. The MP of Wolves saying that the city is great. He rattled the whole city, bro.
I mean, he backed it, so...
Real word. And the boy Felix scoring his debut, Neto assist, no 007. Yeah, we'll take that. We'll actually take that.
Real question is, what shirt number is Neto?
Yeah. That's... What's your take on it, innit?
They done and dirty, bro. You already know my take. They done boy from Brent dirty. People don't... I love how people forget that before Cole Palmer was carrying this team, who was carrying them?
Is that... Do you know what?
One, Raheem Sterling, I don't know why he gets so much hate because he's black and I don't want to play the race card, but I low-key think it is, or because of slow decline. Yes, he's slow declining. I can see that. But he was before Cole Palmer, he was your best attacker. In fact, he was your most impactful player. And there are certain Chelsea fans that treat him like he's an impact sub. Bro, he was a starter. He is a winger.
Do you know what?
True winger.
I think the issue with Sterling so far has been the consistency. I think the wages is on, which, don't get me wrong, it's not his fault, but he hasn't been producing so far. Obviously, we can see he's on the decline. And I think right now with this new ownership, it's more or less, if he ain't performing, cut.
Look who he's playing with, though. You can only do so much.
Yeah, but like, you point out people like Palmer make an impact. Even Jackson to a certain extent, even though he's done... XYZ, but when he's not playing, you can kind of tell, cool, this is what Jackson brings. But it's like, with Sterling, amazing player, don't get me wrong, fantastic career, but it's like he's been so inconsistent so recently. It's like, it's one of them things where you just have to
I just hate how I'm seeing him being treated.
Well, I think the number was mad, the taking the number off him while he was still there.
He dropped crazy. Don't get twisted, him dropping that statement last week before the game started, terrible
PR.
Terrible. 1 hour before your team's about to kick off and you're dropping a statement.
Terrible. And I think that's what made it worse as well. And that's kind of what made them feel like they can do what they did right at this moment in a way. Even though they might have still done it, who knows? But I think dropping that statement at that point in time was probably one of the worst decisions he could have done.
Absolutely no need. I know you're not picked. Support the team. They're going to lose anyways in City. Then complain. Of course.
Then complain after. But doing it, and especially an hour after. Yeah.
You should have waited, but
100%.
Taking bro's number whilst he's still registered to the club.
Yeah, that was mad. Don't get me wrong.
That is so disrespectful.
That was mad. I won't even lie.
Not only are you saying, bro, you're leaving, you're saying you're not playing a game ever again for this club.
You're not rolling.
Bro, if he rolls, what shirt number? Bro don't have a shirt.
Bro.
You know what's mad? They haven't given him a new one. They haven't. Shirt number.
Bro, they said he's gone, bro. Like, literally not quite long ago, I'm seeing Maresca release a statement saying, it's done. Like, any guys, any other people that weren't training within that certain squad, which I rate fair enough, he said they're done. They're done with the Chelsea career.
He said Sterling bye. He said Chaloba bye. He said Chilwell bye.
Bro, there's no...
it's crazy.
Eh? The thing is, obviously, we'll probably get onto it later on when we're speaking about transfers, but it's like, that's kind of what had to happen in Chelsea, because I feel like they had so many players in which, if the manager didn't cut it, the manager was going to cut.
Oh, I agree. Certain man had to go. Certain man. For your club, the man that I've been going, I highly agree with. Most 100. Of them, anyways. But the way they gone about doing it,
oh yeah,
it goes wrong. To show that football is just a money sport, man.
Of course.
There's no emotions in it anymore.
Of course.
So if they're done with you, they'll chuck it to the side.
Of course. Like, as much as guys don't want to hear it, but if certain man don't pick up this season, they're getting sold. Like, all fans are going to do is go on Twitter and get mad. But you ain't making decisions. You ain't paying them.
They're quick to forget about what you've done as well.
Oh, 100. 100.
Very, very quick.
Anyway, we'll get onto that more. Well, let's now start in order.
Ooh. So now we're going back.
Wait. Moment of silence. Not even silence. Man, you.
Nah, Joel, the new one is.
Hey.
Man United.
I love watching them lose. Hey. Man United. I love watching them lose. Whoa. Hey. Wow. Where do we even start?
I do love a hate watch.
Ooh, I love a hate watch, especially when it's United, because they've been signing them players, they were thinking, yeah, look at this team. We're going to go this. That loss, that was amazing.
I was hate watching them against Fulham.
Support
my boy ESR. They managed to get a win at the end. I said, fine. This time, however,
they didn't
avoid it today.
João Pedro. Danny Welbeck.
Welbeck celebrating against you, first of all, for you to come back and score to make a 2-1, but for Xerxes to get in the way of the shot of Garnacho and get disallowed, Rashford scored a goal offside, but obviously he was offside,
L.
And then to lose in the 95th
minute. 95th minute, bro.
Head loss.
Bro, I love it because now they're not Some of them are still delusional, but some of them are now thinking logically, like, rah, maybe this team ain't as amazing. Because when they beat Fulham, these men were saying, yeah, we're Lonely this.
At the top.
Yeah, exactly. These men were excited. But all I'm saying is, Man U, I love watching you lose.
If they've planned to play Fernandes and F9 and Mount behind them, they're doomed for 3-0.
I can't lie. Like
as much as
sometimes I can have agenda against Arsenal, but Jesus got slated for the comments he made when he was saying he's not a striker. I'm hearing man like Xerxes saying he's a 9.5 or whatnot, and these guys are eating it up. When he scored on his debut, they were like, bro, blah blah blah. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's two games, so I'll allow the 9.5 time. I'll give him time before I get on to him. But hey, listen, there's some positives to take. Diallo, positive impact. I think it's clear that Diallo will start on the right.
I don't know how he hasn't been, but
Mazraoui looks like he has that right back.
Yeah,
looks like he has the right back slot confirmed. However, that's a left winger, and I'm not going to say names. And it's really sad because I actually want to see him succeed. Out of the players I hate watch, I want to see him succeed. However, certain men were telling me he's better than my star boy. and I'm not having it one bit. I don't know if there's problems in football, outside football, the tactics, but this version of Rashford,
terrible.
It's not working. He doesn't look like he's enjoying it one bit at all.
And
it's mad because I see him starting ahead of Garnacho, and I'm like, I think it must be pre-season or something, because anyone would play Garnacho over Rashford at this current moment in time.
Of course.
I actually want to see him play well as well.
Of course. Like, don't get me wrong. I hope he does eventually pick it up one way or another. But right now, in more time, feels like, as much as some United fans may hate it, but it feels like he needs a fresh start. Can't lie.
You might need a whole starting 11. Actually, they just need a new keeper, an actual left back, a CDM.
Can't lie.
A you're a striker, a striker. Then yeah. Like, another like
waiting on two. A miracle.
Nah, I won't hate on him. He's actually doing all right, man.
Okay, but let's go back to actually, because you said started now and it clicked in my head. When you said keeper, what is the keeper doing? If your keeper, bro, what do you think? If your keeper now came up to you and said, I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, prepare for me to make mistakes. Bro.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Oh, nah, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah. Nah. And see what
this
he does in the penalty.
Never fails to give me memes, man. I plan to shoot out. Don't even get me surprised. Random where to shoot.
Exactly. Bro.
They went there and you can't save it. You didn't even dive. You're dookie.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't even dive. I'm trying to figure out where he got that confidence from.
I generally don't know.
Like,
it's going to be a very long season for United fans if Onana stay and go.
Oh, very. Very, very.
I can't even tell you the backup keeper's name. I literally can't tell you.
I don't even know if they had
Onana was 24. Who was number one for United? I can't tell you.
Bro.
Crazy.
It's a long season.
Long but for Brighton, listen. They have Matoma back and he's playing well. Minta, who is... They bought from Newcastle. He's like a wonder kid. Bro, last week he was warm. Then against United, warm as well. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He was on loan. I don't know where he went on loan to, but
He came back
and then Newcastle sold him because I think FFP.
FFP.
So that they had to sell him and Anderson. Anderson who went to Notts Forest. Oh, if his name's not Anderson, don't butcher me. I think it's Anderson. Elliot Anderson, right? His first name is Elliot. I know that for sure.
The boy
Elliot that went to Notts Forest. Yeah, him. But this Brighton team. Brighton team are, especially with their new coach, who I think is like 31 years old.
Yeah, that young one.
After their old manager left, looked like nothing's changed to me.
Literally. They're still cooking. They cooked United. I'm happy with that.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And next. what's on our next? Let's review the City game. I know all the guys that did FPL, they were excited, but we always knew what was going to happen.
Bro, it was against Ipswich at home. If you didn't triple captain him, that's your L.
If you
didn't even have captain in the beginning, that's a problem.
That's
L ball knowledge.
Like,
not only did City give Ipswich Town false hope for them scoring first, Arlen's crashed free. And then De Bruyne added another one.
They're just having fun. Like, they're literally having fun.
I want you to understand something. They replaced Gundogan with Gundogan.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying. On the free.
I'm going to let that sit for a minute.
Yeah. Like, do we start doing the congrats to the few City fans that are...
No, it's not over. It was just Ipswich.
It's good to hope.
But winger-ship of Savio and Doku?
Yeah. Oh, Savio. Oh.
Mahrez regen.
Bro, it just makes sense. Savio, Savino, whatever.
But my problem is, I have the same fifth Savio as Doku. Doku, with all these things, where's the goals?
Yeah.
Where's the assist? It's doing now, and you'll think, game's gone. We care about goals and assists. As much as I hate it, the game nowadays, if you're an attacker, you have to be having G-days.
Of course. A's.
You have to.
Like a level name will say, shimmy, shimmy.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah. Shimmy,
yeah.
Why don't you know? You have the GAs to your name, man. It's all well playing games, having the compilation on YouTube. That's 7 minutes. Are you dribbling past man them?
That's about it.
I need you to be doing something as well at the end of the day.
100.
One or the other. But it's only two games in. Samuel did get an assist, to be fair. And he won a pen. He won the pen as well. So technically, I don't know if that's one or two assists. He got minimum one assist that game. So
yeah, at least he got one. Do you know what?
Basics, man.
Do you want to know what's crazy? When I'm looking at the stats, City had 14 shots, Ipswich had one. They had 5 on target, Ipswich had one. 76% possession, 24%. 755 passes, 245.
David, the man played 5 in the back as well. They said, bro, they played a 5-4-1.
They bagged what goal And City said, all right, you've had your fun.
No, it's a long day, man.
It's a long day in the Prem. Can't lie, till Pep leaves, it's a long day in the Prem. I'll be so.
But here's what I'm thinking, though. Their squad depth isn't that great.
It's not, but the thing with them is like...
Not that Pep actually uses his players.
That's what I'm saying.
But it ain't that great. Alvarez is gone. So if Haaland is injured, someone's playing F9.
There's probably spawn a youth from the academy, like Oscar Wobbleshiner, who'll just come in and just start.
Oscar plays right wing. He's injured for like...
He's gone for a minute.
Baller though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to just spawn someone. Someone just come in.
True.
It's City. I mean, I still have them as favourites to win, but the title. No offense
until,
to Arsenal.
Until Pep leaves, we won't be happy.
Oh, this. Bro, I think the day he leaves might be a public holiday. Can't lie.
I'm counting the days, bro.
That and holiday. Because, bro... When he announces he's leaving City, the Prem can be normal again. Now I can actually think, who might actually win the title?
Oh gosh, I can actually go outside. Great.
Like Pep's gone. Calm. Next match, we go with one of your favourite teams. Tottenham.
I'll be real, I didn't watch this game. I'm saying this right now, because I'm an honest man, I didn't watch the game. I just saw scoreline. I saw the scoreline and I saw match of the day.
Yeah. Oh, like let's be honest right now. We're not watching every single Prem match. Yeah. Match of the day, you'll have to come into play.
I did see match of the day. That could come to a performance from them. I think
Everton might struggle.
Everton lineup: Pickford, Tarkowski, Keane, Mikalenko, Dixon, Gueye, McNeil, Doucouré, Harrison, Tim. And Calvert-Lewin up front.
Yeah, no disrespect, innit? But that's a team fighting for relegation.
This is a no-no.
That's a team fighting for relegation.
Try. This team. If they go into the season with that team without buying anyone, that's a cause of concern.
I feel like they will as well.
And I have them down to be relegated.
Oh, yeah. Same.
They're one of
I feel like they will.
They'll be there with Ipswich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ipswich are definitely gone.
But, you know, Tottenham won, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, woo!
Son scored two. Hey.
It was flat as deceived, but yeah, at least.
The boy they signed from Burnley, he looks okay. Doesn't excite people, though. If he's starting there, then...
Fair play to him, isn't
it? Fairs, but, you know. I mean... Yeah, yay. Okay, next game.
Yeah, that was it.
There might be some Tottenham fans out there. Nah, let me take it seriously. They will got 4 goals, clean sheet, especially needed after the opening day.
You can tell that's his favourite team.
Shut up, man. Brennan Johnson, if he start right wing, that might be a problem going into the season.
Yeah, I don't...
I thought Kulusevski starts there, but... Apparently not, even though both of them were on the pitch the same day. Hey, I mean, at the same time.
I mean, if they need a winger, they may as well sign Raheem Sterling.
Sterling to Tots. I wonder if you rule it out, you know.
It might happen. I mean,
if he stay in London.
Exactly. If he adapts his wages, he could.
Because he'll be starting as well.
Oh, 100. 100.
He walks into that starting 11. Because the man even playing Son up front.
That's what I'm saying, like...
Well, that's only because Solanke got injured, so, to be fair.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, Solanke's got injured.
But they got some good. They got some good prospects. They got Archie Gray.
They got that young guy as well. Yeah.
Cold. FM has no who he is. Wonder Kid.
Yeah, they 100%. They got a team that will probably challenge for top 4, 100.
But Poro will be their top goal scorer, apart from Son and Solanke. So, yeah. These other attackers... need to step it up.
By far. Anyway, We go to the next one. I can't lie. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch anything, bro.
Nah. I watched the main matches, isn't it? It's impossible for me to watch every single match. I'll be real. That was West Ham Palace.
West Ham Palace. 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0 West Ham.
It's looking at Crystal Palace. They're missing Elise, man.
They actually are.
They missed. They played Edward. If he adapts his wages, But I don't see him going to Palace.
No, he won't go to Palace.
He's looking a bit. Yeah. And this old Anderson as well.
Yeah, this old Anderson.
The Fulham. So that's another. That bewildered me.
I understand why they did that.
Because and I thought Guehi was going to Newcastle, which
he is, I swear, for 70 mil.
I don't know if it's going through or not.
Depends, yeah. I don't know if it is, but yeah.
But if it goes through and them and have someone to back that signing, they need two centre backs.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't, they're going down.
If they don't get two centre backs, it's long for them. It's actually going to be long for them.
They signed Ismaël Assar to replace Elise, which isn't bad. But yeah, he doesn't start. Kamada, who's on the bench, he's all right player. I like the manager. I like the way they play. They play for three in the back now, but it ain't looking good unless they sign two centre backs and another attacker. To be fair, again, Nketiah.
How can you forget? That's your boy.
That's up front.
Yeah.
Nketiah's up front. So what? Is he going to be a 3-4-1-2? The same thing, but Mateta and Nketiah fighting for a place? I don't know.
We'll have to see, isn't
it? We'll have to see. But West Ham, good convincing win. All their signings still on the bench. So none of them.
Great deal.
Much. Except one. Actually, sorry, Wan-Bissaka did. Wan-Bissaka contributed to one of the goals.
Yeah, yeah. I see on Twitter United fans going over one skill that he did.
That man reminisced over anything, man. The man will call it. The man only used them for his 1v1 defending, and then the man is saying they can miss him. Relax.
Next game, again. Yeah, no chance did I see this. Southampton, Nottingham Forest.
Southampton, Nottingham Forest.
Do you remember seeing that?
What match of the day? Yeah, I might have.
Hey,
oh, no, I did. No, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, first. Nah, on match of the day, I did. I'm dedicated to this, you know?
Yeah, to the match of the day.
Yeah, you know, I like Notts Forest team. They have Gibbs White, Hudson-Odoi, Langa.
Cold.
Ole Aina. That is a vibes team.
Bro, they're having fun.
So I did see it on match of the day. They looked like they struggled, but they got the win in the end through Gibbs White, a.k.a. El Capitano. I like this Notts Forest team, man. I really do, but there's not much more I can say apart from the fact that why does Nick Williams, a right back, have number 7? That is a meh.
That's mad.
Yeah. That is a meh. Sorry to be that guy. Sorry to be that guy. If this is career mode, boy, you're getting that number 7 stripped away from you.
Straight away. Because immediately you have no business as a number 7.
Seven as a right back. If you said right wing back, I would have said Fez.
Right back. Right
even,
back.
Even Fez. Right back.
That's mad.
Game's gone, man. I told you.
Oh, game's finished. Game is finished.
Completely gone.
But game is...
So, this Southampton team?
Might be relegation scraps, you know?
But they got a few players, man. They got Brendan Diaz. You know, Walker Peters. Armstrong.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's looking long for them as well. It is looking long for them.
All right, I know you're going to enjoy this one, though. Haaland 2, Leicester City 1.
My vibes! Like, they're in the animals, man, bro.
Hey.
Big 4, 5, and 1v.
Hey, look, you got so excited now, his mic is gone. You got You know, your mic is gone. You're too busy celebrating Haaland. Your mic is finished.
My mic's gone. Oh my gosh, my mic's gone. No, I'm back. Listen, I just screamed a bit too high. Listen. Fulham, a.k.a. Haaland, a.k.a. under 23s, Arsenal. Convincing win. ESL first goal. Will be second goal. Check you on the beat in Israel. Watch him.
Don't talk, man. I knew you were waiting for this one.
Smith Rowe will be on the back of the top.
That's a double barrel, Fez.
Okay, don't do that.
That's a bit mad, isn't it?
Well, this Fulham team, I like this Fulham team. They signed Anderson, Emerson with Basti in centre back, Robertson left back, the boy Leno in goal, Iasar Cam with a Wilby to the side of him.
You got Adama.
Then the team makes sense, man. Pereira centre mid as well. The team makes sense. It does. This is a mid-table team pushing for like 10th.
Yeah, definitely top half. They're pushing for top half.
I like this team.
I know you love this one.
I do. Unlucky to Leicester. They'll stay up, but...
Yeah, I feel like they got the team to stay up. I'd be surprised if they went down.
Dover-Reeve, time for Leicester.
Huh?
Declan Dover-Reeve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Some... Yeah, no, no, no.
Do you know what the one that shocked me? It was Ayew in Leicester.
Yeah, I saw that the day before he played. I was like...
Yeah, I see him score a bang. I was like, oh, raw.
For Leicester, huh?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
He didn't score for Leicester that day.
No, he scored. I think that was recent. This was, it might have been the FA Cup or something like that. Carabao, yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, I ain't seen that. So I don't know what games you're watching.
Listen. You just don't watch enough games.
I can't. Understandable. If you're watching EFL Cup, Leicester versus Tranmere, but you're not watching Premier League games, Southampton versus Forest, there's a cause for concern. If that's where your priorities lie, calm.
I'm just watching all games, isn't it, man? No segregation to the games. Love for the game.
Yeah. You do your thing.
We're gonna go on to. Since you've been excited about ESR, your mic has been going on and off. But guys, this is how excited he is, isn't it?
I'm ready, man.
Now we go to another one for you to celebrate. Asna.
Stand with this, man. Because Bond Aston Villa 10 times, man.
And this...
Them men are so jarring.
Hey, when I see them bring the Champions League out, I was crying.
They can hold that. I was fuming. I was mad because they beat us last season. And then they're just an annoying team to play. As in, not calling them annoying, but for Arsenal to play them, have the sense of, okay, that's a win confirmed. I should be having that for fighting for the title. But I don't have that with Villa. And that's because Villa's a very good side. They're a very good side. What Unai Emery has done with them is amazing. They have Champions League now. They're bringing in quality players. They kept managing Watkins. Rodgers, who they bought from Middlesbrough.
Cold.
He was spinning Partey 10 times, 15, 25.
He was cooking. He was cold.
And their actual... The way they play as well, I rate. But you see Raya and Goliath?
Save. That save was mad.
What a double save. How is he getting save of the season on match week 2?
Them saves are crazy still. I don't even know
how he's doing that. How?
Them saves are mad.
I didn't think we'd keep a clean sheet against them. I'll be real. I said we might concede a goal here.
I thought it was going to be a draw, but fairs to you, man.
Bro, man, if in doubt. That's Trossard's brand.
That's actually...
His brand, he comes off the bench, he scores a goal.
Well, the label's brand is no shoelace, the shoelace is not tied. Trossard is,
He's missed the clutch, I told you. He's been doing this. And then Partey scored outside the box goal to end it?
Finally.
Don't do finally. He scored a few last season.
Yeah, and a few went where? Where did the few go? Where did the rest go?
Back to the middle like Gunner. Yeah. You know, don't me do what I do. They think you want, but he really the truth.
Friends. I mean, it's a good win. You might be a solid second. You finished a solid second this season, 100%.
First. We're doing it.
You're not winning it, but you finish second for sure.
We're doing it.
Doing what? Yeah.
You'll be. The parade that happens when Arsenal win the league.
We'll
be bigger than Carnival.
Hey, there's a fine line between optimism and delusion. Right now, you're crossing into the delusion river.
That Premier League parade would be bigger than Carnival.
What, in EA 25 or 26? Which one?
Hey, you got jokes. All right, Chelsea. Just because you won one game only hear this confidence from you week in, week out.
Blue is the color. Football, the game. No, we don't. Why are we talking about the past? Anyways, since you want to focus on the past, let's move on to Bournemouth Newcastle. One of your wingers that you really like scored.
The boy Gordon. I rate him so highly, man. I rate him highly. Him and Barnes, I rate Barnes. I haven't publicly rated Barnes because you might not know about that. But Barnes, when he was at Leicester, 1-0, that was his brand. He was always score first to get the lead. 1-0. And it's Harvey Barnes. Also, do you find it funny how whenever people talk about Harvey Barnes, they always say Harvey Barnes and not Barnes by itself?
Yeah. There's some.
He's one of them players. I can't just say Barnes. I have to say Harvey Barnes.
Harvey Barnes. It just makes sense. It just makes sense. You just literally have to.
They're lucky they got a draw, though, because Bournemouth nearly won it. That controversial call. What do you think? The VAR. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. VAR is VAR, isn't it?
No. The challenge. Hey, cheeky. Where's Googling it right now?
No. I can't even Google it right now because it'll play on my phone. I can't do that.
So what's the challenge? What challenge I'm talking about then?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Je parle le français.
Anyways, for the people that don't know,
I didn't even see that.
Bournemouth scored in the last second of the game, but they deemed it as a handball because it hit his elbow. But there's a lot of controversy going on because they're saying where they hit his arm, they're saying that it hit it where it's the shirt.
Oh, I think I see a graphic of that. Fine.
Oh, after you searched up, okay.
Nah, I see a graphic. Of course I didn't watch the match, I'm not going to lie. But to be fair, we're always going to complain about VAR. I don't think it's ever going to be right, especially in the Prem. For whatever reason, in the Prem, it never works. That's what I'm saying.
VAR will always be the discussion, especially with these referees.
In the Prem, it just never works, which never makes sense because everywhere else, it works to a better standard than the Prem. I don't know why.
If you get ex-players as VAR.
Oh, please, no. Some ex-players, their takes are terrible as well. I don't want to hear
specific ex-players, should I say?
Yeah. Specific, we can do. But certain ones, nah.
But there's a draw. Unlucky to them. Eritrean Henry, next season, man. You don't have to worry about this.
You've been saying this for a minute. The day this guy signs, I don't think I'm even going to be on a podcast.
I'm popping with apple juice, bro. The apple juice that will be popped that day.
He's popping appetizer.
and the dynamic duo time Gordon is acting back up as well. Yeah, 2-2. But let's focus on the main one. Eritrean Henry will be there next season. Not this season. Next season will be there. That's why Arsenal's not signing a striker. Wait until next season to get him.
If you might sign him, then fair enough.
I'm working on the video right now to introduce him.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. 11 able. Yeah,
we'll see. Henry, number 14. My guy.
And then you might end up signing someone like.
Anyway, so the next game, Favors just lagged. I don't know what's going on with Mike. The final game, Liverpool Brentford 2-0.
Standard.
Lots first game at home. Everyone knew Liverpool was going to win. Yeah, be real. Liverpool at home, there was a bit of fortress to reckon with. Luis Diaz first goal, Salah second goal. Salah scoring is inevitable, to be honest.
I mean, yeah.
You didn't watch it.
No. To be fair, I didn't watch the match. 100%. Hey, that's a Sunday. I was at church.
Church is the whole day.
Yeah, man.
This was a 4:30 kickoff.
Yeah. Church overtime, no?
Church overtime. To be fair, I know you were busy at church because you messaged me late, so first.
Exactly. I didn't even have... All I saw was a GC popping up about Arnold Slot.
It was an alright game. They're using Gravel Birch as the number 6 now because no one wants to join their team as a number 6. Diaz's goal. They scored from a counter-attack from a corner from Brentford. And then Salah. Excellent finish to make it 2-0. Just standard, to be honest.
I think they were
What's funny out of the game was when Trent got subbed off in the 70th minute.
That killed me because that's all I kept seeing. Yeah, that's all I kept seeing. Guys are saying
do you think it's that deep?
I don't think so.
It was 70th minute. The score at the time when he got subbed off was 2-0. At home to Brentford, 20 minutes left. Do you think it's that deep?
Personally, I don't see it as deep in it. But like, because one, it's Trent, and two, we already know certain people are calling his name from outside the country. So we're going to eat it up regardless. We're going to say, yeah, that's his ticket to Madrid. I think 70th minute, the game is, okay, I can't say it's over because that's not right. But at the same time, if the manager wanted to...
There's a low chance for Brentford to have come back that game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the chance was low and he assessed it. Take a rest. I don't see it as deep in it. If it was like a end-to-end game or Liverpool were playing like United or City or Arsenal, cool.
Here's the thing though. I don't think it was for a rest. I think it was
tactical
because they brought on Conor Bradley to replace him. Mm. I think he looked at the situation. He said, right, in a defensive situation, I'd rather have Conor Bradley rather than Trent, and he brought him on.
You have to respect managers that do that, because at the end of the day, you can't do it on emotion or name, because if he's seen it, like, Trent, amazing player, but you know, when it comes to defending, it's not his strongest point, and that's fine. So if he's seen it and says, okay, cool, I need to solidify that, he does it. You just have to charge it at the end of the day. You won't be happy, but you just have to charge it.
And you know what? It worked. So
that's what I'm saying.
If it didn't work, cool, be as loud as you want.
Of course. It worked. They kept a clean sheet, 3 points, celebration. So you can't fault it. Sometimes you have to make those calls, and it's not going to please everyone, but it is what it is.
I agree.
Like, it literally is what it is, but that was actually game week 2 review. Done. That was game week 2, and obviously, we're in the final week of the transfer market. I've seen different types of stories that probably I don't want to believe.
What story are you referring to, may I ask?
Osimhen.
Chelsea.
Like,
first of all, do you want him at Chelsea?
If the whistles are right, then yeah. If the terms are right, then cool. But if you're telling us we're spending, I don't know, 70, 80 mil, and he's on like 350k wages, I'll be so real, no. Obviously, I'm hearing Saudi are bidding for him, and I'm hearing that they're trying to, obviously, his wages will be matched or whatnot. I don't know what it is, but realistically speaking, I don't feel personally that he has done enough at this point in time to earn what he wants to earn. And I feel like Napoli gave him that initially because, one, they wanted to ward off interest, and two, maybe the manager at the time liked him. Obviously, Conte's come back and he says, yeah, I want my boy Lukaku with me right now. I don't want this guy. It's long.
Mm. And it's obviously a tough one because Chelsea number 9, they really been a good success story in the last few years. So
wait, repeat that, because your mic went off.
Chelsea strikers, number 9, in the last recent years, have been a great success story.
Oh, of course. That's the thing, and it's like, spending big money on another striker, is it wise? I don't know in it personally. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to be against it. If it happens, it happens, but it's like, I personally don't feel that splashing that much money on him is going to be worth it. Some people think it is, but I don't feel like it is. I feel like he hasn't shown that much consistency as of yet. Like, he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but I don't see Chelsea breaking the wage structure for someone like Osimhen, with all due respect.
But Chelsea buy off vibes, so it wouldn't surprise me if you do.
That's the thing as well. And
it can literally, you wouldn't hear anything about it. You'd just see, here, there we land. And then you'll just see bro in a Chelsea shirt 3 hours later.
But the thing is, I feel like he might actually go Saudi, which...
Is that, it's Saudi or PSG?
No, PSG said they're not interested. So now Saudi, obviously I think they're in Italy or something like that. So they want him. So if he goes Saudi, enjoying it.
It's sad that everyone's just going... Well, not sad, because go get your bag, of course, first. I can't say anything about that, but the game's gone.
Oh, 100%. Like, let's be honest right now. Like, don't get me wrong. I hear it, innit? Like, big wages, blah, blah, blah. But if you're going at like 25, 20, like your prime years, I don't know. It's obviously purely because of money, which Fez, like I said.
Oh my goodness. Man said JJ Sancho is holding out for an offer from Chelsea. Please don't do this to me.
Come on, man.
Please don't do this to me.
Chelsea.
Are you done? Calm. Anyway, like Carl saying, yeah, with that, the game, like you said, the game's gone. It's more about money now. Like, he's obviously being advised, cool, don't drop your wages. Obviously, it depends on the player. Like, Felix dropped his wages or something like that. It just depends on the player. If he feels he's worth 350k, he's worth 350k. But that's obviously why PSG pulled out. That's why Chelsea had cold feet. And obviously, it's only Saudi that are going to be splashing that kind of cash. And especially when they see that you're in your prime years, they don't mind splashing the cash.
You're just sad, though. You're still a top player. You can play in Europe.
Exactly. Like, you're just going to be forgotten. It's like when, I remember all them time, couple seasons ago, when Liverpool and Chelsea were interested in that Teixeira guy. And he went to, was it China or something like that? And I personally didn't hear of him after.
Nah. But it's to secure the wealth.
That's what I'm saying. So, I can't knock it, innit? Because 100%, if you're offering me 400k plus, calm.
And I think there's no tax.
Yeah. Like, you're getting that money straight. Of course you.
I'll be there. I'll sit on the bench. I'll be goalie.
Bro, I'll be real. I'm gone. I'm actually gone. Oh, I don't know if you know this, you know. I just see this now. One of your best keepers gone. Ramsdale's gone to Southampton.
Done deal?
Yeah, here we go.
Wait,
24
what?
To 25 mil. Add-ons included. So you man are now going to sign that junk Garcia guy?
Yeah, the Spanish goalie. I mean, it was about to happen.
Yeah.
Wait, did he use? No, he used to play for Bournemouth. Okay. What? I thought he was going to go to Newcastle.
No, because how can it be said? I said we took him out the hood and sent him back there.
So. No, it's really.
Hey.
I wouldn't want him to go to their team.
No, I'm so happy because I remember when I was seeing them trying to link him to Chelsea. I was like, please, like, come on, man.
He's an alright keeper.
Yeah, he is, but
let's not call him Meedy now.
I can't lie. The interview
he does have the mistake in him.
Yeah, so. The interview that he did beforehand. Yeah, that scared me still.
Man. No, nah, because Ramsdale, we got top four first time with him as well.
Yeah, so he's gone.
Thank you for your services, Ramsdale, man. Hope you do well in Southampton.
I mean, you might can always want him back if you can always have him back if you want him.
You say as if I have the keys, brother. I can only buy him back on Craig. Wait.
Yeah, you can do that, innit? FM25 is coming out. You may as well.
I don't want to hear nonsense anymore. You know, Liverpool signed Kings of like 13 mil though.
Do you know? Okay, what you?
13.
I hear it. Like it's a no risk, innit? Like there's nothing. What can literally go wrong?
Bro, that's a dumb signing.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's one of them ones where if he bangs, calm. If he doesn't, calm. 13 million. Like in this market as well.
I don't know why, first of all, other teams didn't go.
I think it's because of his injury.
Maybe because of his wages.
And his injury as well.
I know he's injury prone, yeah.
But
10 mil.
I can't lie. I ain't complaining.
I would have happily taken the Arsenal.
What's the worst that can happen? Like, literally, what's...
10 mil to be Saka's right backup. Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen? Like, literally. No. Like, literally.
So, win-win.
I'll take him over Modric, 100%.
With injuries, I do hear it.
Yeah, he is very, very injury prone. But...
But
it's funny though. I can't lie. Liverpool, all their fans have waited this long. Don't get me wrong, he's a good signing, but
for <'Cause> Wenger, when they're worrying about the wrong priorities,
bro.
They need a DM. They need a midfielder.
These men waited this long to sign a winger. Yeah, my head would be hot as a Liverpool fan.
They better hope they signed a DM the last 3 days.
They're not, bro. Let's be real, man.
I don't see them.
No, of course.
I think it's
too. They're late. Not. It's done. The window is done. The window is done. Right now, the window is finished. In 2 days, they're not signing anyone. Unless it's going to be some unknown brother like Endo was.
Nah, they need, bro, they need a starter.
They're not getting that.
You can't play Ryan Gravenberch 38 games.
That's what...
At DM.
That's what they plan to do. And that's why they're going to be challenging for top four.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Then Salah hopefully leaves next season.
Salah, this is Salah's season, man.
He's going.
Then when he goes, Trent's going to go Real.
Real for free. Van Dijk's going to cut somewhere. Then Liverpool, we back.
I don't even wait for this Liverpool.
Oh, 100. You see Liverpool and United? 100.
You've been waiting.
100. When Slot signed that, not even Slot, when Ten Hag signed that contract, I was happy. United fans were happy. I was happy for a different reason. And now when Klopp said he's leaving Liverpool, I was like, yeah. These men can sing all they want. But we all know what's happening when Salah cuts. They think Trent's not going. Trent's gone. His head is in Madrid.
Well, he wants to play in Los Galacticos.
No, of course. He's gone. I don't blame him.
World 11.
I don't blame him. Can't lie. No disrespect to Bournemouth, innit? That's what Kepa was trying to do. He was trying to sit on the bench in that Galactico team, and now he's going Bournemouth.
You don't want to play. You just want to sit bench.
Bro, he just wanted to literally vibe on the bench. And Madrid said, no, we don't want you. So now he's now going on loan to Bournemouth.
Go on. He can have a nice day on the seat. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. He can enjoy it, innit? At least it's sand, not pebbles, so it's calm.
Go on.
Hey, and hey, that actually wraps up our first episode of the Premier League season. Like,
Is this the only episode for the season?
No. Ain't the only episode. Of course not. There'll be more. Especially when Chelsea win. Yeah. There'll be loads more.
When Chelsea lose.
Hey.
We will be there.
You see it? When Chelsea lose, we're just going to skip that match. Chelsea! You know what kills me? You know what I remember? That video.
Go on.
The video of them, the little black kids that dancing in Stamford Bridge. I die every time.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Every time you don't lose, man.
Listen, whenever Chelsea lose, we skip that match. It's all right. We just pretend it didn't happen.
We'll do an episode on
Well, we'll just
on
pretend
that,
it didn't happen, yeah? But when you see when they win,
segment.
When they win, it doesn't matter the order. Even if they play Monday night football, we're reviewing Chelsea first.
Yeah, that's not happening. I only let them have that today because it was 6 goals and he scored, which is once in a lifetime opportunity.
Hey, no.
That's not happening.
More to come, man. More to come. Don't worry. Wait on Enzo Ball.
Good grief.
Hey, they don't know we're cooking. Esteval's coming next season. Paez is coming next season. Got some random keeper from Ghent coming next season.
If Ben your boy Abel, I'm signing out, man. I won't be here.
Jose.